सबसे पहले जो मोस्ट कॉमनली एलर्जी कॉजिंग मेटल है वो है निकल, विच इज़ अवेलेबल इन द फॉर्म ऑफ निकल क्लोराइड, निकल सल्फेट. इट मे ऑल्सो भी प्रेजेंट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अदर कॉम्बिनेशन एलॉयज, बट कॉमनली प्रेजेंट आर द कॉम्बिनेशन द निकल क्लोराइड एंड द निकल सल्फेट. इट इज़ वेरी कॉमन इन वुमेन एंड हेयर ड्रेसेस. So in the woman, it is seen after piercings, and it is present in the jewelry, watches, buttons, zips, buckle of the shoes, and also in the belts, alloys and plated objects, coin, water tap, keys, scissors, metallic tools, electrocautery plates, IV cannulas, mobile phone, laptop, orthodontic appliances, tattoos, soap detergents, even in the diet. And also in the cooking utensils. While doing the patch testing, we are going to use 5% of the nickel in the petrolatum, and the European Union Nickel Directive summary advises that the piercing material should not contain more than 0.05% nickel, and also to it should not release more than 0.5 microgram per centimeter square of the nickel, because if it is more than that, it is definitely going to induce an allergic reaction in the form of either localized or disseminated infection, hand eczema, or other forms of eczemas. For the management, dimethyl glyoxime test kit should be available. If the nickel sensitivity is detected, then the nickel jewelry should be avoided. Waterproofing of the cooking utensils should be done. While using the gloves, instead of the rubber gloves, heavy duty vinyl gloves should be used, along with application of the barrier creams and emollients, and low nickel diet should be advised. If the nickel is avoided, then the prognosis is excellent, but if it is not avoided, then it lead to production of the chronic persistent or intermittent type of a hand eczema or the other form of eczemas.